And welcome to training call number 3. Today we're talking about the party, the actual party. This is important. So the first thing we want to do, things that we need to keep in mind about the party, we want to make sure that it's fun. We want to make sure it's educational, that it's classy, and that we're considerate. We want to dress appropriate. We want to make sure that we're using words that are classy and represent our company, our family values, and are being considerate of other people's views. We also want to remember that the average attention span of an adult is about 30 minutes, so watch your time. It doesn't mean you necessarily need to just do 30 minutes, although I do recommend it, but that you want to make sure, and we have an advantage, I think, over other direct sales because we already have games kind of built in, and I've already got a party sequence for you, which we'll talk about in a few minutes also. And don't forget to think about your product appearance. Make sure that it is that your games are displayed nicely, that people can see them. You don't have too many, but you have enough of a of the wide range for people to know what kind of products we offer. They're organized, they look nice and new, and they're attractive. Also, it's helpful to partner up with other people. Partner up and go to shows with your other consultants in the area so that you can see how they set up their tables, how they present things, and you can give them feedback and you can add things in and that you're not doing that might be helpful for your party. So partner up. Use the people that are in town. The next thing we want to talk about to be sure to include in our presentation is the I story. And the I story is your story. What is, what Simply Fun means to you, how you came to Simply Fun, why it's important to you. And it shares a little bit about yourself and how you got into the business so that you're relatable, so people can say, oh, gosh, I could do that, so it helps in your recruiting. It helps people know that you're a real person. You're a mom or a wife or a teacher or someone that they can relate to and the reasons that they should know that they can use you as a resource and that you can help them to choose the right games for their family. You want to make sure that you're telling what makes our company special, why Simply Fun is special. You want to add a little humor, make sure that it's kind of funny and that it flows well, that you're not just kind of jumping from thing to thing, but that it's got a good flow, it's part of your presentation, and that it doesn't take too long. You don't want to do, you don't want to bore people with every detail of your life. You just want to make sure that you're telling them why Simply Fun is important to you. And you want to be sure to practice it so that it's something that you can just roll off your tongue. Of course, at the parties, it is perfectly all right to have the party sequence there, everything written out in front of you on cards or on a piece of paper, because that also makes you look as not the expert so that people think, oh, again, they think I can do that. So having your party cards in front of you, having note cards or an outline is perfectly fine, but not just reading from your paper also isn't something that you want to do. Make sure that you have practiced your, I call it a 30-second commercial, or your I story. So I wanted to go ahead and tell you my I story just so that you would have an example, and if you need to see it, it's by no means perfect. I've been, each time I read over it, I think I change something in it, but This is where I am right now with it. So my story is, when a friend told me to check out Simply Fun, I thought, okay, what can it hurt? The games looked amazing. I love their mission of building smarter kids and stronger families because as a teacher for 14 years and now a stay-at-home mom, that's my mission too. But I'd never done any direct marketing before and only ever been to a few parties in the last 10 years. So I'm not really a salesperson. If you don't like it, okay. I was a little worried about getting into direct marketing because I don't haggle and I'm not pushy. My husband is extremely skeptical about everything, but we figured it's only $99. this month it's only 45. And if you don't like it, then at least I have, if I don't like it, then at least I have 9 new games to play with the kids. So I ordered the kit, even though I'd never been to a party and I'd never seen any of the games before. My kids, though, were so excited when that first box came, and every box since, they see it, they now know the Simply Fun logo on the outside of the box, and they want to dig into a box as soon as it comes to the door. We played the games immediately in that first box, and I shared them with my friends, and we all loved them. I started going to parties and craft fairs and events, and I sold over $5,000 in product. That's over $1,200 in my pocket in the first 2 months, which really helps with holiday bills. And now my team is up to 25 people. I love going to parties and events. I've made new friends at each event, and I've gotten more comfortable talking about the company and the games. I really love that it's a small company right now, and that I'll get to watch it grow into a household name. So thank you for listening to my presentation there. Again, as I said, it's nowhere near perfect, but it does kind of cover some of the topics that I was talking about. And I'm dropping hints about recruiting. I'm telling how much money I made. I made a lot of money right off the bat. And so I was able to say this is how successful I've been in it. It was easy right off the bat. And everybody's loving it. So those are just some thoughts of things that you can put into your iStory. Any questions?
Nope. Sounds good. Nope.
Okay. Also, think about, even if you don't feel that you've been as successful yet or so successful yet, or you're just getting started, remember that you are successful because you were smart enough to recognize an amazing business opportunity. So just be sure to share why you got into it, why you got involved, why you think this company is going places, and that you see that it is a ground floor opportunity for you. Okay, product knowledge. This is a big one. We've got to play the games in order to know them. If you don't have some of the games, you can go onto your own website, the Simply Fun website, go to products, click around on the games, and many of them have videos of people playing the games and of how to play it. Watch the videos that you have. And you can also get together with some of the other consultants in your area and check on, I know that the Lawton ladies have gone through and made a list of what games they have. Ask them, oh, hey, can I come over, or hey, can I borrow this game, so that you can get to know the games. You don't have to own all the games, but it is important to try and play and understand as many as possible so that you can understand the ways that you can actually play the game, and also ways that they can be adapted for older children, a more advanced game, or for younger kids. Many of our games really do reach out to kids of varying, even if it says 8 and up, like Walk the Dogs. You can totally adjust that so a 3-year-old can play that game also. So if you know the games, you're going to know how to modify them, and you're also going to know what social, emotional, and academic skills the game works on. And I'm always big on talking to people about the social, emotional, and academic skills of each of the games. So getting to know the product is a big deal. You don't need to know the catalog or what page everything is on, because it changes each time they come out with a new catalog. But knowing the games is an important thing. Okay, party sequence. We have a party sequence that I came up with a month or so ago, and that is in the back office, or not in the back office, sorry, that is in our Simply Fanatics Facebook group, in our private group under documents. You can get the party sequence. And this party sequence is helpful because it doesn't give you necessarily the words to say, but it gives you the layout of the party, how you're going to get started. And you start gathering everyone, giving everybody the let us know forms and letting them fill them out a little bit. I don't give people the catalogs up front because they're just going to sit there the entire time and go through the catalog and try to find, oh, hey, walk the dogs, what page is that on? And they're going to ask you what page everything on is on, and they're going to be so involved in the catalog that they're not really listening to your presentation and finding out about the games and the company. So hold on to those catalogs until the end, and then while you're working with people individually, they can be perusing the catalog. Get out your first prize. Play your first the left-right game. I left my house and was on my way to Lucy Left Simply Fun party. So where you give them the first prize, and the prizes can be something little, a candy bar that you stopped at and got on the way there, or a Simply Fun product, the tins or the box of dice that we talked about last week for our gardening gifts that are only 75 cents each. Something small that you're not spending a ton of money on. Thank everyone for coming next. And then I suggest playing Take Your Pick or Crazy Quandaries. I really like Crazy Quandaries because it is fun. It's just a little sillier than Take Your Pick. Use the host as the it person and choose, go through and choose some of the more fun cards ahead of time. Then after you play Crazy Quandaries, here's the time for your I story, how you found out about Simply Fun and what it means to you. Then you get out your second prize, and you play Just a Call Away. That's where you ask everyone to be sure to turn off their ringer, and this is important so that you can get through your party or your presentation without them answering the phone and moving on and talking to their friends about something else. But then also give them your phone number, have them type it in, and tell them when you say 1, 2, 3, they're all going to hit send. And the first person whose phone rings your phone wins the prize. But then you tell everybody to put that under Sarah Simply Fun or Mindy Simply Fun or Tina Simply Fun so that they know that you're just a call away when they need you. Talk about the explain about the company and the four product standards, that the games are designed to take 30 minutes or less. We have quick rules. They're high quality, uniquely ours, designed for learning. And then start into the games. I suggest in the party sequence letting each guest choose one game. That way they're a little more involved. You know that you're hitting what they want to hear about. So if they want to hear about Bankit or something, this is where knowing your products, you're going to be able to let go of some of that control by letting them choose the games. And then if they don't choose the games that you want to talk about, at the end, pick your game. And you get to choose one game, your favorite game, or a game that you think would be important to the crowd at that party, and explain that one game. Then stack your hostess. This is important because it shows what all the hostess can win, or not win, but what all the hostess gets is rewarded with for hosting a party. So if you say that the average party is $400, which is a little higher than the company's average, but that's okay, then they're going to get $80 in free games and the hostess award for the month. So this month, you would take the games and make sure you have them, Unravel, Tri-Fusion, Digger's Garden, Bankit, and Potbelly, and you would put all of those games on the hostess's lap and show all the games that she's going to walk out with because she decided to host a party. So that gives a very visual cue for everyone about what all they're going to get by being a hostess. Explain that there are ways that you can help. You can help them choose the best products for their family. You can help them receive free products by hosting a party. And you can help them by explaining how to get paid to play. Point out all the customer and host offers for the month. Get your third prize ready. Have them flip over their let us know form and say the first person to write down five people's names who aren't there but you think would have had fun tonight, write those down. The first person to get five wins the prize. And then they've already got five people on their list of people, five guests on their list for their own Simply Fun party. Pass out the catalogs, tell them that you're going to set up in at the dining room table and invite people to come over one at a time so that you can help them to choose the best products for their family and talk about the business. Easy, fast presentation that is all written out for you. You don't have to think about what games you want to play. It's all in the back of our Simply Fanatics page and ready to go for you to just pick up and go. But the important thing is to practice the presentation. And I know when I was trying to figure out the presentation, what I wanted to put in this party sequence, how I wanted to do the presentation, I invited a couple of friends that I trusted who had been to a couple of my parties before, been to my events or to my launch parties, and I invited a couple of them over for a mock party. And they were very helpful. You know, they said, oh, hey, your intro was too long, or, hey, I really like this. I really liked this. I gave out tickets if they asked questions about the business, so they were really trying to compete to get tickets. And I used a game that I got on the sale that's coming up in a couple of weeks. So hopefully you're checking out the sale for yourself and for your customers. But I used that as a reward for the tickets. So there's lots of different ways to get people involved, but practicing your iStory and practicing your party sequence and knowing your product, this is all going to help you have a smooth, successful party. This week, I'd like for you guys to read over and practice the party sequence, go gardening on Thursday, book one party for the next 2 weeks, and check in daily with our Facebook group. It's very important that we're staying in contact with each other and asking those questions and being involved. So I would like that everyone be involved in our Facebook group. So next week we are skipping our Sunday evening call because it is Memorial Day weekend, and our next call will be on June 3rd at 8 p.m. Anyone have any questions? No? Okay, I'm going to turn off the recording.